I've decided that it's time to show you the enormous power that comes from selecting a niche target market that's right for you and your business and your services. So let's have a look now at targeting the power of the niche. And what I want to show you is how so many things become easier if you just have the courage and the foresight to select a niche that matches your business, your service, your professional skills, and that they align. So let's have a look at that by asking yourself the question, when I select the right niche for me and my business, what becomes easier to do? Well, the following. First of all, it becomes much more easy for you to articulate and communicate your ideal client's problems. The next thing it becomes easier to do once you've selected the right niche market for you is to develop solutions that are relevant. If you're able to communicate to that niche market that you understand its problems, that you understand its fears and its concerns, and they start to appreciate that you understand them, then it becomes even the more powerful when you're able to develop solutions relevant to that market, relevant to their problems. And whether you deliver them personally or not, frankly, becomes irrelevant as long as the solutions are delivered. Now, looking back at choosing a niche market versus not choosing a niche market at all, let me ask you this question. How is it possible for you to identify and then communicate the problems of everybody, let's say in the UK, all 60 million people? What, it's just humanly impossible. It's just impossible to even pick out general problems of that marketplace. But it is possible if you understand, let's say, for example, what it feels like to move from being a permanent employee in the information technology industry, the what used to be called the computer industry, who are about to then go into a freelance role, or to understand that the lives of dentists trying to run a small dental practice in a country town out in, let's say, Cornwall. It becomes very clear what their kind of problems are. Once you've dealt with 10 or a dozen dentists, you begin to understand there's some general themes there. There's some real stresses in trying to run a dental business or practice. And you're then able to communicate those problems, and they recognize, guess what? This person understands us. He understands, or she understands me. And then both the problems and the development and delivery of the solutions become far easier than trying to deliver solutions for everybody in every situation, which of course is humanly impossible. So let's move on. Once you've done the former two, problems and solution development, surely it becomes far easier for you to create the marketing material to promote and package that problem communication and that solution delivery and communicate it to your target market. The material becomes far more succinct, it becomes far more direct, it becomes far more focused, and it becomes far more readable and understandable by the target market. Far easier for you to create. What we can then look at is this fact. Once you've created this marketing material, surely it then becomes easier for you to find a route to communicate with and access these ideal prospects, your niche market. I'll give you an example of that. For me, in trying to talk to you, a financial advisor or financial planner, there are some very clear and obvious and direct routes to the marketplace. I know who controls the communication to that marketplace. It's magazines, it's journals, it's associations, it's organizations that are very high profile. And so it becomes easy for me to access my ideal prospect clients. The same would be for you if you were, for example, communicating with the freelance information technology market. There are a number of controllers of that market, and it becomes easier if you can work with them to access your market. So choosing the right niche market makes it easier to access your ideal prospects. You can't access everybody through every possible medium if everybody is your marketplace. Now, controlling acquisition costs. If you can more easily create marketing material, if you can more clearly identify how to efficiently and effectively reach your target market, then what you can do is control the costs of acquiring new clients, often at limited or no cost, because you understand the direct route to the market, and sometimes that route to market doesn't cost you. What then happens is, having acquired new clients, you're then able to deliver very relevant solutions on an ongoing basis, month on month, year on year, to those clients, and therefore it becomes far easier to retain the most valuable clients. All of this becomes easier simply because you've chosen and had the courage to choose the right niche market for you. What then becomes easier, if you're retaining valuable clients, not spending masses of energy, time and money and your resources chasing new clients, perhaps unnecessarily, is it becomes easier for you to improve the profits you make for every client that you retain. I'm not sure of the exact figures, but I frequently read the cost of acquiring new clients versus the cost of retaining a good quality client. I think the cost is something like 5 to 7 times as high in going out and acquiring new clients. Therefore, it's far more easy for you to improve the profit per client by retaining valuable clients. What becomes easier next is for your brand, what you stand for, what you cause to happen in the mind and heart of a prospective or existing client, what they think about you, how they regard you. This brand of yours, the visual brand, the verbal brand, the reputation brand, can become much more easily known in a niche market than it can when you're trying to dissipate your energy talking to anybody and everybody of every kind of market, in every demography, in every industry, in every geographical location, with every psychographical makeup. It just doesn't make sense to try and pretend that you can become renowned across everybody. That's an enormously complex and difficult task. But once you get into a niche market and your name starts bouncing around within that incestuous, if you like, closed community, a community of maybe 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 people rather than 60 million, it becomes far easier for your reputation to spread within that market. And having said that, it then becomes quite possible for you to genuinely start to dominate that marketplace as far as your services are concerned. I know a number of people in various niche markets who've gone from becoming unknown and within 5, 6, or even 7 years have moved to a position of total dominance in delivery of services, their kind of services, to that target market. I'm talking about not big companies, but small one-man, one-woman bands with maybe 2 or 3 support staff. All of these things that I've expressed here on this graphic, all of these things in this webinar become far, far easier to do if you've selected the right niche market for you. That takes courage. It means making a decision that might be uncomfortable. It means not talking to other kinds of prospective clients, ignoring them, turning them away, and that's scary. But you know, I'm not saying that choosing a niche market is the only business strategy on the planet. There are 8 major ones, but of all of them, this becomes easier to operate within once you've chosen a niche market that's right for you, that's right for your business, that's right for your service that you're offering, and that aligns with the professional skills that you've honed. So I encourage you to remember that there is power in choosing a niche market.